And the hardest question they ever asked me, they asked me every single youth work session I led. And I had to write a journal. And one of the questions, the hardest question ever was, where did you see God at work in the session? So I got to reflect on some really dull stuff, but actually then there was that question at the end. Where did you see God at work in that session? And that's a question I'm going to ask you today. Not about this session, not about this service, but where have you seen God at work? So it might be this last week. It might be this last month. It may be that you've got to stretch your mind a bit further back and go for the last year. Okay, but I want you to think, where have you seen God at work recently? Okay, and what I'd like to do is to get children, the little ones, so maybe climbers, adventurers, if you'd like to come to the front, and if anybody would like to come with them and just give them a hand, we're going to get some pencils and some pens out, and they can draw or write down their answers. And then we're going to feed back. But the rest of you, in your places, I want you to talk to the people around you. Maybe just the person next to you if you want, or a bigger group. And be honest, where have you seen God at work? And if it wasn't this week or this month, where have you seen God at work ever? Maybe just one example. And just chat about that together, okay? So that's the first bit. That's for those of you who are quite happy to chat. And for those of you who might be a bit introverted and don't want to, I get that, I really, really do. I want you to turn to Mark chapter 6 in your Bibles, which are under the seats in front of you, and then just follow what it says on the screen and think a little bit more deeply. Okay, think a bit more deeply. It's a similar kind of theme, similar kind of question. So if you want to go a bit deeper, go to Mark chapter 6. Other than that, just have a little chat with the people around you, and then we're going to feed back. We're going to ask some questions. Okay? Brilliant. Off we go.
I stay.
Close. And if you've been looking in your Bible, wonderful. I'm going to ask you what you think. Where have you seen God at work in that? What was God doing? Or what did you notice in the story that follows? We've got some great answers down here. We're going to have a look at you. I mean, you won't see them, but we're going to have I'll try and describe some of them. I've already offended Julie. Because she said, does that look like a kangaroo? I said, it looks like a great rabbit. But, and then she drew a rabbit, and I was like, no, that's a rabbit. Yeah, that's definitely a kangaroo. So, so why have we drawn a kangaroo over here?
We have some special guests today who've come all the way from the home of the kangaroo in Australia.
What, just this morning, especially?
No, they've been staying for a little
Oh, okay. Excellent.
This is the first time we've actually had them on a Sunday morning.
Wonderful. It's good to see you. Can you tell us your names?
Anna.
Can you say it again?
Anna.
Anna and?
Scott.
And who's up in the balcony?
Keita.
Say it again. Ready?
Keita.
Keita, your little baby sister. Wonderful. And we said, well, where have you seen God at work? In their little baby sister. Isn't that wonderful? Very good. What else do we have over here? There's lots and lots going on. There's a picture of a dog and a spider. I don't want to know about the spider.
It's a spider.
Well done. Did you draw that?
Nanny.
Nanny drew that. Nanny, where have you seen God at work in a spider?
In my grandchildren.
Oh, okay. All right. And the spider is kind of incidental. Brilliant. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Over here, we've got... somebody's written really, really big, Epic Explorers, our holiday club from a few weeks ago. And when I said... Where's she gone? When I said, how did you see God at work in Epic Explorers, you said...
I said, everyone got together and people who didn't know about Jesus knew about Jesus.
Yes, brilliant. Wonderful. And here's Archie. Archie has drawn a picture of himself saying, God, he is at work. Excellent. Very good. And who's this?
This is Luke. Now, Luke
oh, I can see it now.
Boys, and we've been praying for him a lot, and he's really improved recently. He's talking much more, entering into things with the other children, mixing with the other children. And, you know, he just needs more and more prayer, but I really think God is working in his
life. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. And he's a superstar, aren't you, Luke? Can I have a high five?
Yeah,
go on. Oh, my goodness. Well done. Well done. And what do we have over here? What's that? At my school. When we learn. Okay, brilliant. And what's yours a picture of over there? Who's done the blue cross?
Me.
And where is that?
A church.
So you've seen God at work in church? Yeah. And Lily, what was it you said? I can't quite get there without treading on fingers. Hang on. Sorry.
Two of my best friends had an argument, and the next day they stopped arguing.
Okay, and you think that was God working in them?
Yeah.
Wonderful, good stuff. Right, now be afraid, I'm coming out here. I might not come up there, but you can talk to me afterwards. So put your hand up if you'd like to share how or where you've seen God at work. Right at the back, I'll come over there in a minute. Anybody at the front would be great. Oh, thank you, over here, wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
Just in a prison.
Okay, God at work in a prison. We're going to speak to a chaplain, not of a prison, but of another place, but chaplains in prisons are fantastically valuable and useful.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I work in a preschool.
Oh, hello. Ooh. Is that what it's like giving birth?
No.
That was easy.
No. I work in a preschool and we are set within a church hall, and so we are doing nativity. The real nativity.
Oh, wow.
All day, every day. And so.
Oh, wow.
Means lots of questions, though. And
yeah.
They love it. So we
Fantastic.
Are telling the story every day.
So you see God at work in your school, in your church school setting almost. Yeah, brilliant. Yes.
For the food, the roof over our heads, clothes on our backs, healthy bodies, healthy minds.
Brilliant.
And according to Oscar, at 10:30 at school.
At 10:30 at school? You don't
he
like
hates
it.
10:30 apparently.
And how do you see God at work at 10:30?
Because it's mostly bad then.
Oh, is it? And you look out for him more then? Oh wow. Okay, brilliant. Good answer. Anybody else? Yes.
In Georgina and Maureen's lives.
Oh yes,
faithfully
absolutely.
And thanking God.
Amen. Amen.
Praising for it.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Christopher, really briefly, Christopher.
In the harps.
Amen. Yeah. Give him a round of applause. Thank you. Wonderful. So lots of different ways. And if we had time to go around everybody, we'd hear lots of different stories as well. So I want to ask, who decided to go a bit deeper and got their Bible out and had a look at this story and wants to share? Yeah, that's always the trick, isn't it? Yes, you want to share. What did you notice about the story? So for those who weren't doing that bit, let me try and explain. And I'll try and slow it down for signers, sorry. So Jesus, at the beginning of the gospel, gathers his disciples, and then he sends them out. He gives them authority to go out in his name. And they come back again. And then he sends them out again. After the feeding of the 5,000, he sends them out onto the water. And what did you notice in the story?
It doesn't matter how little you've got, but when you offer it to God, he will bless it and multiply it.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yes. So in the story of the feeding the 5,000, there was a tiny, tiny amount of food, and God multiplied it when it was given to him, and it was used to feed thousands of people. Brilliant. You know what I noticed? It's a weird thing. So Jesus gathers his disciples together, and he sends them out, and then they come back again, which is a good thing. He wanted them to come back. And then he gathered them together again, and he sent them out, and he sent them out, and he was already there where they were going. He sent them onto the lake, and then he met them there. So when we go from here, when we leave this place, I'm not going to send you out. Jesus sends you out. But Jesus is already going to be there. Wherever you go, whether that's this afternoon, or tomorrow morning, back at work or back at school, whatever you're doing, when you go from this place, following Jesus' command to go, he's already there. So he both sends us and he calls us. He's out there already and he's calling us. And God is at work everywhere and in everything that we might get involved in. The question is, will you do it, and will you look for him when you go? So if you're going to school or college tomorrow, I want to encourage you to open your eyes to see where God is at work. As we've heard down here this morning, where is God at work in my school? Maybe in repairing the friendship of two friends who have fallen out. Maybe in your workplace. Where is God at work in your workplace? Maybe in an encouraging word from an unlikely source. Where is God at work in our church? I mean, I've got a list here. We haven't got time. That's a good thing, isn't it? I'll do a few. I've got a list of things, ways that God is at work in our church. I mean, we've heard from Playaway this morning. Wonderful stuff. Playaway is a tiny brick, which is a part of the youth and children's work. God is at work across all of that. But actually, youth and children's work is only one tiny part of what our church is involved in. God is at work in all of that. But we just need to open our eyes to see what he's doing. So I'm going to come back to some of those examples in a minute. But I want to do a really, really quick mini interview with someone. Okay, so Jane, would you come and join me, please? So this is Jane. Jane is former chaplain at Havens Hospice. Applause from Scott there. So Jane is the former chaplain at Havens Hospice and has recently stopped working there and is looking to, she's looking for where God's calling her, but she's thinking that he's calling her back into local ministry. And so, bless her. Would you pray for her? Because she's been with us all week. So she's with us over last week and this week, just job shadowing, just getting a foot back in the water, if you like. So I wanted to ask Jane two questions this morning. And the first is, where did you see God at work at Havens Hospice?
Okay, so I was very fortunate to work with lots of boys and girls at Little Havens, and it's a Christian hospice that's just round the corner from you. And as a church, some of your ministers come along and they support the families and the children. Scott comes along at the moment and helps out. But for me, one of the ways God reaches out in that place is when mums and dads come to us and they are really tired. Their children are very poorly, and they've been caring for their children maybe 24 hours, the whole 24 hours in a day, for 7 days, and for weeks, and for months. And we say, come along and have a break, have a rest. We will take care of your poorly child, your baby, or your teenager. We're going to look after them, and you have a break. And sometimes they stay upstairs and have a good night's sleep. Imagine that, when you don't have a good night's sleep. And imagine you can go out and have a coffee with a friend and you haven't done it for months and months. So for me, that is God in action. And then also, for our lovely boys and girls, we have 160 children coming along to Little Havens at the moment. And for some of them, it's a holiday. And they say, we love Little Havens, it's a holiday. Who likes going on holiday? Put your hand up.
Woo.
Well, for our poorly children, it's a brilliant place because we have a special heated swimming pool.
Ooh.
I love swimming myself, and it's specially heated and it's specially cleaned for our poorly children so that they can go swimming. And we've got a jacuzzi with bubbles too. And we have lots of things. We have wheelchair swings in beautiful, beautiful gardens for our children. Imagine you can't ever go swimming. Imagine you can never get on a swing. They're just a few things that we do. And then sometimes poorly babies and children and teenagers come to us. And we walk, our nurses, our staff, we walk with those families in very tearful days. And sometimes some of our children go to heaven and they go to be with Jesus. And we as a staff will walk with those families in those times. So for me, it's a Christian hospice because God put it on someone's heart to start the hospice because children and mums and dads needed it. And it came out of need.
Yeah.
And praise God, that's a simple answer.
Amen.
That I can give
Thank
you.
You
there.
That's brilliant.
Okay?
Thank you. And I'm with a jacuzzi and a heated pool, I'm starting to understand where Scott goes on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, in the pool.
Or rather, why? Brilliant, thank you. Now, you've had the pleasure of being with us this week, and you will be with us next week, unless you decide not to come back. So I wonder, we've brought you along to an elders' meeting and a church members' meeting, and many other meetings this week, and you've got involved in what we're doing in the week in the church. I want to ask you the same question, but of RBC. So where have you seen God at work in RBC this week, as someone with fresh eyes?
Well, I want to say a huge thank you, because I did spring this on Scott and the leadership, just saying, can I come and do some job shadowing? So thank you, Rayleigh Baptist Church family. I do go to Central Baptist in Chelmsford usually, but my husband is over there. But it's been great being here, because I'm going to tell you what I've seen this week. I have seen the love of God in people's hearts. I've seen people really loving other people. And do you know what? We can only love other people and be kind and be generous and love them so much. We can only do that when God is loving us. Now, I've seen that. And I've seen people talking to God in prayer, talking a lot to God and seeking what is God saying and what is God doing and please God help. I've seen a lot of that going on. And then what I've seen, and I've received it, I've been here 1 week and I've received a lot of care and a lot of support in that week. But I've seen then what you've done as a church, you've reached out into the community and your generous spirit and your generous love out of your hearts has reached out to people in the community with food, with fellowship, with time, with walking with them, with caring and loving. So I want to say congratulations, Rayleigh Baptist, because for me, because God loves you, each one of you, and we're not a perfect group of people. We're family, aren't we? We're family as Baptists. We're family. But I've seen that love and generosity and really the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said, I've come that you will have life to the full. And that's what he wants us to live, you know, a little bit now to the full. But we've got something wonderful coming. So I could go on, but I won't.
Brilliant.
So well done, Rayleigh Baptist.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Yes. Thank you, Jane. And we do hope that you'll be back next week. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. So God has been at work in Haven Hospice over many years. in Rayleigh Baptist Church over many years. I just wanted to give a few examples to finish with. And some of them have been mentioned already. You know, when we said, where have you seen God at work? In Maureen and in Georgina. God's care for those who are sick. God's healing for those who are sick. But not everybody gets healed. But actually, sometimes those who are about to meet their Lord are given a sense of deep peace in those worst possible days, and their family as well. God comforts those who mourn. And we've seen that. We've seen that in big ways. We've been praying for a long time about Ellis. We've talked about him this morning. We prayed for him this morning. And he's got a long journey to go. But I thank God that he's in this church where there's actually already a connection with somebody of that same condition, a very similar condition, a family who can come and walk alongside. God is at work in those circumstances, if you want to call them circumstances. That's his plan. That's his plan, that Ellis is here, that he can be supported. If you are on Prayer Connect, we received a Prayer Connect on Friday to say, I'm really sorry, but the operation's been cancelled. Would you pray that Ellis's infection clears up so he can have the operation? And by lunchtime, I think that went out at 10 o'clock, and by lunchtime we'd had a text message saying, all of his observations are normal and the nurses can't understand what's going on. So, oh, praise God. Praise God that he's at work. Okay, he's still not quite well enough for the op yet, but we pray that he will be when the slot becomes available, that he'll be well enough, that he'll be strong enough. We thank God for the wisdom of the doctors who are able to say, now is not the right time. He's not well enough yet. We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll just wait. We see God in the lives of the people around us. Just have a look at the people around you. I know, it's quite painful sometimes, isn't it? Imagine how we feel stood up here. No, I'm kidding. But I imagine if we asked, you could say how you've seen God at work in the people around you. Christopher said it best earlier, that we see God at work in our hearts. God works in us and works through us. We've been praying for all sorts of people over the last year and seen all sorts of answers to prayer. And we don't always put them out on Prayer Connect. It's not always appropriate. But to pray for an unborn child who's going to have a life-limiting condition, and then they're born and they're healthy. And you're like, what? How does that work? It works because God works. People faithfully praying to him, pouring out their heart to him, and he does the hard work. We just need to get on our knees a little bit more, don't we? So, in conclusion, just a couple of things. I don't like to take verses out of context. I want to give you the context, but we've only got time for the verse. Jesus says this in John chapter 5 and verse 17. So after he's been healing lots of people and facing lots of issues because of it, persecution because of it, in his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I am working too." The Father is always at his work. So whatever it is that you're going back to, whatever you step back into tomorrow or this afternoon, know that God is already there outside these doors. He doesn't sit in this building from Sunday night until Sunday morning. He's not just here. He goes ahead of you. He's out there with you. And he is at work. I want you to know that. And then the second is this. So just before Passover, Jesus washes his disciples' feet. And his disciples are like, what on earth are you doing? What are you doing? And Jesus says to them, he replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Somebody, I think, wrote down on here, or when I was talking to somebody, I forget who it was, I apologize, said that actually sometimes we need to look back to realize what God's been doing. That at the minute we can trust that he's at work, but we don't understand how or why. And when we look back, as we've done this morning, when we look back, we can understand his plan a little bit better. And there'll be some stuff that we will never understand. And when we stand before him one day, on that final day, when we stand there, we can say to him, oh, thank you, Lord, but what was that all about? And I'm sure he'll tell us. I'm sure he will tell us. God is at work. You may not know it, you may not see it, you may not understand it, but he is at work. He is sovereign over everything. He's in charge of all and in control of all. Can I invite the band to come back? We're going to finish with just that final song, please. But let's remember as we go. Remember that God is at work. I've got some little versions of this for you to take if you'd like to this morning. And in the nicest possible way, stick it wherever you like. On your fridge, on your desk, wherever is good for you, on your bathroom mirror, whatever. Just take one and stick it up and remind yourself that God is at work. Let's stand and let's worship him for all that he's done and all that he's doing. So as you go, as you meet Jesus out there in your workplace, in your school, in your college, in your home, I pray that you would be on the lookout for where he is at work. And I pray that you'd be bold enough to go and join him in doing what he is seeking to do. Because God is at work. I pray that you'll have eyes to see him and recognize his glory when you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please join us for tea, coffee at the back.